You're listening to the Good News Station, WCNO, Palm City.
Good afternoon, radio listeners. Welcome from the Encouragers, Reverend Barbara Coleman and Minister David Michael. We are on the air every Saturday at 3 p.m., bringing words of encouragement from the Holy Bible for everyday life. Please continue to listen in and be blessed. Our Father, who art in heaven, the only true and living God, who loves us so dearly, full of grace and mercy. Please forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. I thank you for this opportunity to preach your word from the Holy Bible. May what I say be helpful to someone and pleasing to you. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen. My topic for today is saving faith. My text comes from James 2:14, which states, "What doth it profit, my brethren, though a man say he hath faith and have not works? Can faith save him?" Faith is central to Christianity. The New Testament repeatedly calls people to believe on the Lord Jesus Christ. There is a definite body of content to be believed, which is part of our religious activity. What is saving faith? The idea of justification by faith alone suggests to many people a thinly veiled antinomianism that claims people can live any way they like, so long as they believe the right things. Yet James wrote in his epistle, found in James 2:14-17, "What good is it, my brothers, if someone says he hath faith but does not have works? Can that faith save him? Even so, faith, if it hath not works, is dead, being alone." Luther said that the sort of faith that justifies is a living faith, one that inevitably, necessarily, and immediately yields the fruit of righteousness. Justification is by faith alone, but not by faith that is alone. A faith without any yield of righteousness is not true faith. Scripture is everywhere clear. The one thing a person must do to be saved is exercise true saving faith in Christ. Faith is the instrument that God uses to bring individuals into a saving relationship with Him. That is not to say that faith is the basis of our salvation. Rather, it is the channel by which God grants salvation. Noted theologian B.B. Warfield said, "The saving power of faith resides thus not in itself, but in the Almighty Savior on whom it rests. It is not, strictly speaking, even faith in Christ that saves, but that Christ saves through faith." James 2:18-19 verses state, "Yes, a man may say, thou hast faith and I have works. Show me thy faith without thy works, and I will show thee my faith by my works. Thou believest that there is one God, thou doest well. The devils also believe and tremble." How do you know if you are really a Christian? How do you know if your faith is true? The answer is not get busier for Jesus. The answer is found in the sufficient grace of God, received by faith in Jesus. The book of James can feel like a stern rebuke, because it is. James was a pastor who needed to bring a hard truth to confuse congregations. People who misunderstood the gospel and failed to grasp what the Holy Spirit effects through it, love and generosity. Among these congregants were proud, wicked people who favored the rich above the poor. James 2, 1 through 7 states, "My brethren, have not the faith of our Lord Jesus Christ, the Lord of glory, with respect of persons? For if there come into your assembly a man with a gold ring in goodly apparel, and there come in also a man in vile raiment, and ye have respect to him that weareth the gay clothing, and say unto him, Sit thou here in a good place, and say to the poor, Stand thou there, or sit here under my footstool. Are ye not then partial in yourselves, and are become judges of evil thoughts? Hearken, my beloved brethren. Have not God chosen the poor of this world rich in faith, and heirs of the kingdom which ye have promised to them that love him? But ye have despised the poor. Do not rich men oppress you and draw you before the judgment seats? Do not they blaspheme that worthy name, that the which ye are called, who spoke good words of blessing in one moment, and destructive curse words of condemnation the next?" James 3, 9 and 10 states, "Therewith bless we God, even the Father, and therewith curse we men, which are made after the similitude of God. Out of the same mouth proceedeth blessing and cursing. My brethren, these things ought not so to be." There were people in this congregation whose hearts, filled with selfish ambition and demonic suggestions, had little place for the gospel. James 3, 13 through 18 states, "Who is a wise man and endued with knowledge among you? Let him show out of a good conversation his works with meekness of wisdom. But if ye have bitter envy and strife in your hearts, glory not and lie not against the truth. This wisdom descendeth not from above, but is earthly, sensual, and devilish. For where envy and strife is, there is confusion and every evil work. But the wisdom that is from above is first pure, then peaceable, gentle, and easy to be entreated, full of mercy and good fruits, without partiality and without hypocrisy. And the fruit of righteousness is sown in peace of them that make peace. There, these were the sort of people whose hearts were at peace with a world that opposes God's reign." James 4:4 states, "Ye adulterers and adulteresses, know ye not that the friendship of the world is enmity with God? Whosoever therefore will be a friend of the world is the enemy of God, who boasts of their worldly accomplishments and pursuits." James 4:13 and 14 states, "Go to now, ye that say, Today or tomorrow we will go into such a city, and continue there a year, and buy and sell, and get gain. Whereas ye know not what shall be on the morrow. For what is your life? Is it even a vapor that appeareth for a little time, and then vanisheth away? Who have built lavish lives upon the poverty-stricken banks?" James 5, 1 through 6 states, "Go to now, ye rich men, weep and howl for your miseries that shall come upon you. Your riches are corrupted, and your garments are moth-eaten. Your gold and silver is cankered, and the rust of them shall be a witness against you, and shall eat your flesh as it were fire. Ye have heaped treasure together for the last days. Behold, the hire of the laborers who have reaped down your fields, which is of you kept back by fraud, crieth, and the cries of them which have reaped and entered into the ears of the Lord of Sabbath. Ye have lived in pleasure on the earth and been wanton or undisciplined. Ye have nourished your hearts as in a day of slaughter. Ye have condemned and killed the just, and he doth not resist you. And who have failed to address the most basic issues in helping suffering people? Patience, prayer, forgiveness, love, and service. James 5:7-20 states, be patient therefore, brethren, unto the coming of the Lord. Behold, the husbandman waiteth for the precious fruit of the earth, and have long patience for it, until he receive the early and latter rain. Be ye also patient. Establish your hearts, for the coming of the Lord draweth nigh. Grudge not one against another, brethren, lest ye be condemned. Behold, the judge standeth before the door. Take, my brethren, the prophets who have spoken in the name of the Lord, for an example of suffering affliction and of patience. Behold, we count them happy which endure. Ye have heard of the patience of Job, and have seen the end of the Lord, that the Lord is very pitiful and of tender mercy. But above all things, my brethren, swear not, neither by heaven, neither by the earth, neither by any other oath, but let your yes be yes, and your no, no, lest ye fall into condemnation. Is any among you afflicted? Let him pray. Is any merry? Let him sing psalms. Is any sick among you? Let him call upon the elders of the church, and let them pray over him, anointing him with oil in the name of the Lord. And the prayer of faith shall save the sick, and the Lord shall raise him up. And he, if he have committed sins, they shall be forgiven him. Confess your faults one to another, and pray one for another, that ye may be healed. The effectual fervent prayer of a righteous man availeth much. Elias was a man subject to lack passions as we are, and he prayed earnestly that it might not rain, and it rained not on the earth by the space of 3 years and 6 months. And he prayed again, and the rain, heaven, gave rain, and the earth brought forth her fruit. Brethren, if any of you do err from the truth, and one convert him, let him know that he which converteth the sinner from the error of his way shall save a soul from death, and shall hide a multitude of sins. Some listeners may not have given their lives to Christ, but want to do so. John 3:16 states, for God so loved the world, that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth in him shall not perish, but have everlasting life. If you believe and are willing to follow Christ, then join a church that is based on the Holy Bible. You have been listening to Reverend Barbara Coleman and Minister David Michael, the Encouragers, bringing you words of encouragement from the Holy Bible. We hope that we have said something that was encouraging to you as you continue on your life's journey. Thank you for listening.